First Presidency Message: Happiness for Those We Love, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. All of us want happiness for those we love, and we want as little pain for them as possible. As we read the accounts of happiness and of pain in the Book of Mormon, our hearts are stirred as we think of our loved ones. Here is a true account of a time of happiness. "And it came to pass that there was no contention in the land, because of the love of God, which did dwell in the hearts of the people. And there were no envyings, nor strifes, nor tumults, nor whoredoms, nor lyings, nor murders, nor any matter of lasciviousness. And surely there could not be a happier people among all the people who had been created by the hand of God." Then we read, "And how blessed they were, for the Lord did bless them in all their doings. Yea, even they were blessed and prospered, until 110 years had passed away, and the first generation from Christ had passed away, and there was no contention in all the land." 4 Nephi, chapter 1, verses 15 through 16, and verse 18. Loving disciples of Christ pray and work for such a blessing for others and for themselves. From accounts in the Book of Mormon, and for many of us, from our own experience, we know that the gift of happiness is attainable. We know that the path to happiness is well marked. We also know that maintaining happiness is not easy unless, as with the Nephites after the Savior's visit, the love of God dwells in our hearts. That love was in the hearts of the Nephites because they kept the law that made it possible. A summary of that law is found in the sacramental prayers, which begin with a heartfelt plea to our loving Heavenly Father. We pray with a heart full of faith in and with a deep love for our personal Savior. We commit with real intent to take upon us His name, to remember Him, and to keep all His commandments. Finally, we exercise faith that the Holy Ghost, the third member of the Godhead, may always be with us, testifying to our hearts of the Father and of His beloved Son. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 77 and 79. With the companionship of the Holy Ghost, our hearts can change so that we want and welcome the love of our Heavenly Father and of the Lord Jesus Christ. The way to get the love of God into our hearts is simple, as is the way to lose the feeling of that love in our hearts. For instance, someone may choose to pray less often to Heavenly Father, or not to pay a full tithing, or to stop feasting on the Word of God, or to ignore the poor and the needy. Any choice not to keep the Lord's commandments can cause the Spirit to withdraw from our hearts. With that loss, happiness diminishes. The happiness we want for our loved ones depends on their choices. As much as we love a child, an investigator, or our friends, we cannot force them to keep the commandments so that they qualify for the Holy Ghost to touch and change their hearts. So the best help we can give is whatever leads those we love to watch over their own choices. Alma did it with an invitation you might offer. Humble yourselves before the Lord and call on His holy name, and watch and pray continually, that ye may not be tempted above that which He can bear, and thus be led by the Holy Spirit, becoming humble, meek, submissive, patient, full of love, and all long-suffering. Having faith on the Lord, having a hope that ye shall receive eternal life, having the love of God always in your hearts, that ye may be lifted up at the last day and enter into His rest. Alma chapter 13, verses 28 through 29. I pray that those you love may accept an inspired invitation to choose the path to lasting happiness. Teaching from this message: President Eyring teaches that the happiness we feel in life depends on the decisions we make. As you discuss this message, consider focusing on the things President Irene mentions we can choose to do, such as praying, working, exercising faith, and committing ourselves with real intent to lead us to that path of happiness. You could invite those you teach to write down two or three actions they would like to take that can better direct them to the path to lasting happiness. Applying the First Presidency message to youth. Actions that lead to happiness. President Irene teaches that the happiness we want for our loved ones depends on their choices. You can read about the effect that choices can have from the examples of Nephi, Laman, and Lemuel. Laman and Lemuel murmured and didn't want to keep the commandments. See 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 12. As a result, they and their descendants were cursed and cut off from the Lord's presence. See 2 Nephi chapter 5, verses 20 through 24. Nephi chose to obey the commandments. See 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. And because of that, he and his people lived after the manner of happiness. 2 Nephi chapter 5, verse 27. You can choose to be righteous and be happy, but people around you will probably still make poor choices that lead to misery or discomfort. While those decisions are theirs to make, your example can influence their choices for good. How can your choices bring happiness to others? Discuss with your family different ways you can positively influence those around you and help them feel happiness. Applying the First Presidency message to children. The Kindness Challenge. When Jesus visited the people in the Americas, he taught them to love each other and to be kind. What can you do to follow Jesus and love others? Here are some ideas. I can smile at someone who looks lonely. I can read or watch a conference talk about being kind. I can hug someone who is sad. I can sing a primary song for my family. I can serve someone in secret. End of the First Presidency Message, Happiness for Those We Love, by President Henry B. Irene, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by David Shaw.